Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Not holding the elevator door, saying God bless you after only the first sneeze, leaving just a mouthful of juice in the container. Our world is overflowing with savages. DPXY explores the fine line of acceptable behavior and complete and utter savagery. It's Team PXY's Savage or Sensible.
All right, let's jump into today's Savage or Sensible. We've got some office drama. Love some good office drama, Breeze.
Yes, we do.
Yep. Let me just read the message that was sent over to us.
Okay.
This person wrote, "Hey guys, I'm currently dealing with some savagery now that my company is pushing all of us to come back into the office. For the past couple of years, I've been working remotely, but there have been a few coworkers that made the choice to stay in the office. Imagine my surprise when I come back in for the first time and realize someone has taken over my work area. One of the people who's been there the whole time said, quote, 'Oh yeah, I like this spot better, so I just moved your stuff over there.' When I asked them if they were planning on moving my stuff back, they said, 'Absolutely not.' I'm not trying to be a baby and go to management about this, but isn't it pretty savage?" We'll sum this one up, Breeze. As savage or sensible, let me get the correct verbiage here. Very important. Very important. Savage or sensible, taking over someone's work area at the office while they were remote and refusing to move now that they're back.
Yikes.
Is this the classic you snooze, you lose situation?
I think it boils down to squatter's rights. That's what I think it boils down to. Which, okay. If you look at the law, it says in the law, if you are in a spot that's vacant
for
6 months, legally you are allowed to be there, which I don't necessarily agree with.
Yeah,
but
you just
that
go
is
by the law.
That is the law.
The letter of the law.
I am an attorney, literally call me Elle Woods.
Man,
but it boils down to squatters' rights, and although we might not like it, it's I think after a certain amount of time, I think 6 months is too little.
Okay.
But at the same time, if we're going to keep it in the realm of, you know, the timeline of the pandemic, it's been 2.5 years.
Sure.
So if you come back to something after 2.5 years and claim it to be yours, you're out of your mind.
You think so?
You're
really?
Out of your mind.
They're still working for the same company. It's not like they left the company and came back.
I get that, but times have changed, Sally. Yeah. Sorry, sweets.
585-222-9800. Really curious to see what you think about this one. Polls up, 98pxy.com. This texter says, "For savage or sensible today, totally savage. It's one thing if the person is fired, but to just take over and then refuse to move back, complete savagery."
I don't know. You get nestled in. Your butt cheeks get on the chair.
It's not yours, though. It's not your spot. They never asked permission.
You weren't there to ask. You weren't there to ask.
You could have called. There's other ways to communicate with people. You don't need to see them in person. Do you think, Breeze, in your opinion,
yes,
is this a big enough deal to bring to management? That's the other part of this. Mm. And how do you think management would respond? Like, figure it out. Be adults.
I would say, duke it out.
Duke it out. Oh, that's the only way.
Toast to rough and rowdy.
Yeah, okay. The only way to decide who gets this spot is bare knuckle boxing, obviously.
Correct.
That's the only solution at
As
play.
As everybody knows.
The only solution at play here. Yeah, I'm leaning towards Savage on this one. It wasn't your spot to begin with. And look, if you want to take it while they're not there, no harm, no foul, I guess. But now that they're back, you got to move. And I don't necessarily know. I mean, there's more factors that could be at play here as well.
Right.
I think seniority can be a factor in play. So I don't know if one of these people has been there longer at the company, right? Don't you think that should be a factor to consider?
In the sense of, I think it only works one way.
Yep.
Like, the person who took over the spot, if they're seniority,
yeah,
sure, they can stay there.
You think? So that's ultimately what it comes down to? This texter says, every time that person goes to the bathroom, take one thing from his desk and put it on your desk and say, oh, you weren't there, so I thought I could take it.
Oof.
Oh, man.
Oof.
Has anyone dealt with anything like this? There's got to be more. Again, there's a lot of companies are pushing people to get back into the office. How would you feel if you showed back up? Like, all right, well, I guess I'm back in here. You're probably mad about it because I got to spend money on your commute. Yeah. And then you walk in and your desk is gone. And you're like, what? Where's all my stuff? Oh, it's over there.
I learned when I first got this job, I'm not allowed to bitch about anything office related when it comes to desk, chairs, pens, pencils.
Yeah, well,
so I would just be like, oh, well, you know what? I have a nice corner desk at home.
Yeah.
Oh, do work at home. And then just not do work at all. And then just post on Instagram. Be like, oh, job's done for the day. Sounds great. The hardest part of my job is posting to Facebook, which I don't need a computer to do. So,
222-9800. Angel's on with us this morning. Angel, how are you?
I'm good, and yourself?
Good. You want to jump in for today's Savage or Sensible? Taking over someone's work area at the office while they were remote and refusing to move now that they're back.
100% sensible.
Angel,
are you guilty of this? Have you done this?
Not myself. I work for a company that, you know, it's a mechanic shop.
Okay.
And one of our guys was gone for 30 days. Our new guy came in and took his spot, moved his toolbox.
Oh, no, new guy.
Not the toolbox.
He's
balls.
Relocated.
The ball's on new guy.
We were all okay with it because the new guy is cool as shit.
Oh, all right.
Thank you, Angel.
There it
appreciate
is.
The call. Oh, man.
You do so well until they don't.
I know. It's always right there at the bitter end, isn't it?
I know.
Okay.
I know.
Now our voices are going to sound funny because we're going to build the dump back up. Angel, thank you for the phone call and the sensible vote. A lot of text coming in on this one. Do you have thoughts? Maybe it's something you're experiencing in your office right now. But imagine if you walked in and you were in this person's position. You'd probably be pretty upset about it.
I feel like you wouldn't. I'd be like, well, I'm going to go home now.
Breeze, if I just like grabbed all of your stuff and just moved it, I was like, oh, yeah, I want that spot now. You're over here now. You don't like being told what to do. This is your nightmare. What are you talking about?
I feel like our job is different, though, because like our show would sound a lot different if I was running the board.
That's true. That is very true. All right. Jump in on the poll. 98pxy.com. Send your thoughts. 585-222-9800. Savage or sensible? Taking over someone's work area at the office while they were remote and refusing to move now that they're back. A bunch of texts coming through. If you want to jump in on this one, 585-222-9800. Maybe this is a thing you're dealing with in your office, or maybe it will be here in the future, again, as there is a push to get employees back into the office. This texter, that person should have just went to work. It's sensible because they showed up while those, because the one who was crying about their desk got to sit at home for 2.5 years.
Well, that's what I'm
saying. Like the penance. That's the penance.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
They were allowed to. It's not like they just decided to do that. This texter, sensible for taking the spot, savage for moving the stuff without telling them. But you can't have one without the other. More savage just sitting in their office with all of their things around.
Here's the thing. That stuff.
Yeah.
I also believe in this too. Like, you haven't touched or needed that stuff in 3 years. Like, it's not your stuff anymore. That it boils down to appraisal, you know, sales.
What?
If someone's dead, someone comes into their home. And no one claims it.
What does this have to do with appraisal?
I mean, like, all this stuff is kind of up for grabs. After 2 years of not being in the office.
You mean an auction?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I was just confused by appraisal. Like, oh,
yeah.
I'm like, that's what that means.
Yeah, of course.
This text of the spot was empty, nothing wrong. Spot was not empty. There was stuff there. They moved it. And then my favorite, move your feet, lose your seat.
I agree.
Okay, I've got, okay, for that texter in particular, had the person who reached out to us who's mad about their spot being taken called Fives, would you then be okay?
Five with what? 5 years?
No, it's in, like,
you call. No, I know, but they're not going to be back in 5 minutes. They didn't come back for 2.5 years.
Nah. Once you call Fives, it's your spot.
There's still an expiration date. I'm telling you right now.
And then the second part of this, would this be a big enough deal for you to go to management and be like, hey, Josh took my spot and he won't move?
No, you're being a little baby.
You just deal with it.
I think,
based on the message we got, it seems like they are aware of that maybe isn't the best look.
No, it's not. It's really not. Right. So, I mean, get over it. Find a new spot. And you know what? When one door closes, another one breezes right open and you'll find a better spot. You know, maybe there's like beanbag chairs or something going around the office.
Yeah.
Who's to say?
That's what you should do. Matthew on Twitter, by the way, at 98PXY Rochester says, this is just rude. Yep.
Oh, God.
I tend to agree. Let's see. Here we go. Oh, wow. Landslide today. Savvy or sensible, taking over someone's work area at the office while they were remote and refusing to move. Now that they're back, 92%.
I didn't even vote.
Of the people voting. Say.
Savagery. Oh, my God. Get over it. That's not your spot anymore. You haven't been there for like 3 years.
All right, so fine. When's your next vacation, Breeze?
I don't have one.
When are you going away?
December.
Okay, so in December, when you leave, I'm going to break into your apartment and sit in there, and then it's going to be mine because you left. Sorry, squatter's rights.
I will literally be installing multiple deadlocks before I leave.
Got a topic for Team PXY Savage or Sensible? Email savage at 98pxy.com and we'll put it to the Savage scale. More Team PXY next on the number one hit music station, 98pxy.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.